Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's a little bit of ZZ Top bringing us back, Billy, Dusty, and Frank. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check those out. And also, ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my book. Bill Duckerberg, Dr. Bill Duckerberg, chief economist for the NFIB, is our guest. We're talking about the index of small business optimism that he produces every week. I'm sorry, every month. Thank God, not every week, right, Bill?
Thank goodness.
Every month for the... since 1973, I think, 42
right.
years. Hey, Bill, as we pointed out last segment, the index went down again in November after three months of a little bit better. It went down one and a third points in November. And so let's check across some of the elements of your index to see how that all added up. What happened in labor, in unemployment?
Well, on the employment side, nothing, a whole lot happened. We still have a very high percentage of the owners saying they have a job opening that's hard to fill, 27%. That was unchanged from last month. And we had 11%, a net 11% say they're going to create new jobs. So that's the net means the percentage say I'm going to increase total employment minus the percentage say I'm going to reduce employment at my firm. So those two numbers held up well, and historically, those are pretty good numbers. And then the jobs, we asked them, did you increase employment or decrease employment, and by how many? And we take the average of that, and the average of that was 0.01 workers per firm, which is not very much.
Mm-hmm.
But it is 0.01 versus 0.00 last month. So
do you ever find
go
out?
Down. That's good.
Do you ever get into the internals on what kind of jobs people can't find workers for? I wonder if it's qualified in terms of skill, or there's a whole lot of jobs out there in middle America for small businesses that just need somebody who can pass a drug test and have a driver's license, and they can't find people like that.
Yeah, I think you put your finger on it. We did a study of that a couple of years ago just to see what all these job openings were, because it's huge that
it's
we could have that
it's
many
millions.
Firms. That have a job opening they can't fill, and you're right. I mean, there was 30% or so would say it was people didn't have the right training and so on, and those are things that people can correct by getting some training. But then you add up all the other complaints. It's bad attitude, don't know how to dress,
won't show up,
unreasonable expectations. About 5% said, getting the drug clearance was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But those add up to more than by far and away, more than the skill thing. It's appearance and attitude,
mm-hmm.
timeliness, cleanliness, all things that these people could change without going to school, just by getting up, taking a bath and combing their hair and
mm-hmm.
getting the nose rings out and, understanding that they have to fit into the needs of the employer, meeting their customers or working with their team or whatever, and they don't do it, they don't get it.
Yep, and that's a cultural thing, folks.
And they can apparently can live pretty well without the job.
Yeah,
well, that's another cultural problem
that
we have
in
this
exactly.
administration is, they still have record high percentages of people getting all kinds of benefits,
right?
If they don't work, so if you don't have a great prospects, you're not really well trained. You can try for a job, but you can just live pretty well without that.
Do you feel that that's that what we're talking about right now, and some of the other stuff is putting almost unprecedented pressure on the formation of small businesses? The formation and the sustainability of small businesses to come.
Well, certainly it makes it harder to start in many ways, and sustainability, of course, requires customers, and so mm-hmm. I would say indirectly, especially, the things aren't good within the economy. Without good economic policies, you don't have customers, so you mm-hmm. have that, And on top of that, you got all the mandates and stuff that the government has out there. And I just did an illustration. I just wrote a piece that tried to illustrate all of these things, the things that the government laws and regulations that have pushed up hiring costs, you know, the health care costs, the higher minimum wage, unemployment taxes, family leave requirements, paid sick leave time, easier NLRB stuff.
It just keeps coming along.
So the cost of labor is going up. And just as an illustration, if you have 10 workers earning a minimum wage in your shop at $7, and it goes up $1, that adds $20,000 to your labor cost. And if it goes to this magic $15 an hour that everybody wants, that would add $160,000 in labor
costs.
That's
called go ahead and close up now.
That's your revenue.
That's called go ahead and close up now. That's right.
Yeah, if you were selling 50 pizzas a day at $12 a pizza, you'd only be bringing in about $180,000 in revenue. So, like, the increase in labor costs would be equal to your revenue.
Right.
I mean,
that's exactly right.
These people in Washington are insane.
I guess Barry
wasn't earning the minimum wage scooping ice cream.
Yeah, exactly. So all right. That's a good report on the employment thing. Sales are up a little bit in the last 3 months, though, right?
Yeah, they were. There are a few more people who are reporting that they see their sales trending up. That's good. So we like to see that. It wasn't strong. It's still a negative 5%, meaning 5 percentage points more said that quarter on quarter their sales were trending down than said they were trending up. But it did gain 3 points or so, and that's good news. We like that.
Yeah.
Didn't improve the profit picture much, but certainly, you know, you got to have sales there, and that's the key.
Right. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk about some of the other elements of the index and how you reported that things are going on out here on Main Street. Bill Dunkelberg and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.